It is 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock and time for Kaleidoscope. We have company in the building. Ron, Pastor Sarah, I'm going to have you guys introduce yourselves.
Ladies first.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Pastor Sarah Tade. I serve at American Lutheran Church along with Pastor Adam Roberts. And we have a wonderful event coming up that I'd like to speak about. But first, I'll defer to the gentleman next to me and hear who's here with me.
My name is Ron Keeker. I came to Windham in 65, and here I am, still present.
So just came to visit for
you
a while.
Just came to visit, yeah. I was a veterinarian, practicing veterinarian for 35 years here in Windham out of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic, and so that's why they got me to take care of the animals.
I'm going to tell you
right up front, the animals, because of the fewer farms, fewer small farms, animals are getting harder to line up.
That's one of the things that people don't necessarily think about, do you?
That is exactly right. And the pets, we got plenty of them. But
okay.
The farm animals are a little tougher.
Yeah. All right. So we have the Living Nativity coming up at the American Lutheran Church. Let's talk a little bit about, let's start with, when is it?
Sure. So it's coming up a week from tomorrow, Wednesday, December 14th. You can come beginning at 5 p.m., head down to the basement for the soup and chili supper. That supper runs from 5 to 7. But then the big event is out on Prospect Avenue, and that takes place from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and it is the Living Nativity. And that points to the reason of the season, the birth of our Lord Jesus come to earth as a baby. And so our confirmation students are in costume out on the avenue in a stable scene alongside a stable with live animals, and they portray then the Holy Family, the mother of Jesus, Mary, along with Joseph, and there are angels as well as shepherds and the Magi, the wise men from the East who've come to pay tribute to the baby. All of that portrayed out on Prospect Avenue. When you come and you want to see the Living Nativity, just come up 10th Street, up past Hy-Vee, drive up the hill, and then turn right on Prospect and drive past the scene then. And when you come, if you can, it is the season of giving. And so one thing we do with our Living Nativity, we ask people to bring a food or cash donation for the Windham Sharing Center. And you can drop that off right on Prospect Avenue. There'll be someone there to collect it. Or if you're coming inside, you can also bring it inside.
And you definitely want to come inside because that soup is, it's always delicious. And it's fun, it's fellowship. You get, there's a lot going on besides just soup.
There really is. So down in the basement, the soup and chili supper from 5 to 7 is a fundraiser for our youth. And that's a $7 suggested donation. And the highlight of this whole event is the people that come. And so we invite everyone from across the community and beyond Windham to come and join us for this beautiful evening together. And it's a time to reconnect with friends and neighbors. Once you've finished the soup and chili supper downstairs, you can head upstairs because in the Skylight Court, there's live music for 2 hours between 5:30 to 7:30. You can enjoy that with hot cider and popcorn right there in the Skylight Court and a wonderful holiday bake sale.
Ah, it wouldn't be Christmas time without all those goodies.
That is for sure. And you can you know, add to your own Christmas baking with lots of Scandinavian treats as well as all kinds of other Christmas goodies.
Now, is the bake sale a fundraiser? Does that go to the youth as well?
That does also go to the youth. Okay. Yeah. So thanks to everybody in advance for your support and for just turning out for a great night.
Do you have any idea how many people come through?
Oh, my goodness. It would be hard to count, but hundreds.
It's always a good turnout, it
right.
seems like. And it's one of those things that if the weather's perfect, there's a lot of people outside. If it's a blizzard, you can spend a little more time inside, but there's no reason not to come out.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And now we also need to talk about all the animals that you're going to find. And it wouldn't be a living nativity without some of the animals.
Well, let's start with the outside first. We have animals inside and outside the church. And the animals, we have a nice pen built that will be built up right next to the manger scene. And in that pen we will have, this year, we're going to have three miniature donkeys, and we're going to have two goats provided by Alan Soffert of Wyndham. He raises goats. And we're going to have a little Holstein calf. I think it'll be about 10 days old.
Oh, wow. Then.
So it was just born a couple of days ago. So the kids really love that. He'll have a nice blanket cover on to keep him warm, but he'll be there. And then we're going to have a couple of sheep from Debbie Rupp up north of Storden. They're going to volunteer to bring their animals down and so forth. So we'll have that pen full of animals, and they hopefully we'll have some shepherds out there too. Sometimes shepherds get cold and head inside, but
well, yeah. That pretty much takes care of all the barnyard animals. You've got represented pretty much everything.
Yeah, we got sheep, goats, calves, and little miniature donkeys.
Very
good. And then
good.
Before we move inside, and I'll talk about that a little later, I want to highlight the carriage rides. And this will be a little wagon pulled by some ponies, not very big. And they take about a 5-block route around the old hospital to the east. And the last year, that wagon led by those horses didn't stop for 2 hours. People were waiting there.
Okay.
That's how popular it was. I'm guessing some maybe got 2 rides, but either way.
But you have plenty of time, you know, if you're there, you've got 2 hours. You can,
yeah.
You know, so you'll have plenty of
the
opportunity.
The ride takes about 10 minutes probably. So, but I know they said they were given rides the entire time last year. So, yeah, and you can wait inside
out?
For them to get back and load up another batch. So that kind of takes care of the outdoor animals. And then inside, it just gets to be an extremely crowded scene because we have it set up so the young people can handle the pets we have there. This year, we're going to have 7 little kittens, and I think they're called ragdolls, and Jen Anderson is going to bring them in, and I've seen a picture of them, and I think the kids will just love them.
They're going to be a hit.
And it's just wonderful to see people that haven't been around animals before or don't happen to have a pet, to how much they love them. The other thing we do have lined up is Judy King will bring in her rabbits, and she sets up on a table, and those rabbits sit there perfectly still for 2 hours while 100 or more kids come up and pet them. I mean, that's amazing. But and it isn't just the kids, it's the parents, too.
Oh, sure.
And the grandparents, even maybe more than that. But I've noticed over the years a lot of people take Christmas pictures of the kids
sure.
and little pets. So it's a nice photo op.
And we should mention, whether it's inside or out, photos, it's okay to take lots of pictures.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And I failed to mention this, but in the outside pen, people can get right in the pen.
Okay.
And get right up next to the goats and sheep and calf and little miniature burrows. So,
very good.
So it's very, in one of the first things I always ask people, is your animal used to having kids around? And most of them say, oh, yeah, kids around all the time. So you know, we can't promise safety, but we've done the best we can.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
So yeah. Are you still in need of any more animals?
I've got lead on 2 litters of puppies, but nothing confirmed. So if anybody in the audience, listening audience today, wants to bring some of their puppies in, give me a call, 822-2252. So, and just let me know you got some puppies.
Well, and they'll get a couple hours of cuddling and loving, that's for sure.
But Pastor Normby is the person that first asked me to be in charge of the animals, and he said, Ron, your reward will be when you see all the people interact with the animals. And so it is a warm and fuzzy feeling.
The whole evening, and Pastor Sarah, you mentioned it, but this is one of those nights that we encourage everybody to attend. But boy, if you're not quite in the Christmas spirit yet, this evening will put you in the Christmas spirit. So when you talk about it's open to everybody, so we want people locally. You get, I'm guessing, people come from quite a ways away to see this too.
I certainly hope so, and it's worth your drive. It's worth your while. There's something for everybody, and come on out. We look forward to welcoming you and seeing you and sharing in the joy of the season.
Absolutely. Is there other things we need to mention? Have we left anything out?
Well, I just want to highlight one thing Pastor Sarah already mentioned is free popcorn.
Yeah. That's for the visitors, not for the
farm
animals.
Exactly.
And I'll just lift up again the title of the event, Living Nativity, beginning with the soup and chili supper, 5 to 7, next Wednesday, December 14th, and then the actual nativity, music, everything else continuing from 5:30 to 7:30 on that same night, Wednesday, December 14th. Hope to see you then.
Perfect. It is an evening to remember. If you've not been there in the past, you really need to make time to go. And the food's delicious. So it's a win-win-win-win all the way down.
Say, I think Steve will be coming.
Yes.
All right.
Steve will be there. That's for sure. Pastor Sarah, Ron, thank you for coming in.
You're
this
welcome.
Morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yep,
absolutely.
Thank you for helping us publicize.
And it's next Wednesday. It's a week from tomorrow.
It is.
Mark it down on your calendar.
And we're hoping for a warm, balmy evening.
Yes. Knock on wood.